This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient MBYE, first name Paula, PAULA. The date of birth, April 1, 1959. Date of evaluation, May 18, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. Theodore Schwartz II. The chief complaint, 63-year-old female with history of ulnar sternoid fracture, is now referred for preoperative clearance. The HBI, the patient has noted is a 63-year-old female who reports an industrial injury dating to February 9, 2020, period. The a door inadvertently opened into her walking path, resulting in her right wrist injury, period. She was initially treated conservatively with immobility, steroids, physical therapy, and Voltaren. However, she saw no significant improvement in her symptoms, and in fact, they have progressively worsened, period. Pain is rated 6-9 on average. It is sharp and knife-like and worsened on rotation and use of the right hand/wrist, period. The patient is noted to have multiple medical problems, but denies symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. The past medical history includes anxiety, next number, asthma unspecified, next number, cervical radiculopathy. Next number, depression not otherwise specified. Next number, familial history of ischemic heart disease. Next number, hypertension. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, neck pain. Next number, osteoarthritis of the knee. Past surgical history, ligation of fallopian tubes or transection, abdominal or vaginal approach, next number cholecystectomy, next number appendectomy, next number hysterectomy total, next number bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, next number right bunionectomy, next number cervical discectomy with cervical fusion, anterior technique, next number, implantation of permanent cardiac pacemaker. Next number, genicular, G-E-N-I-C-U-L-A-R, nerve radio frequency ablation, left. Next number, thyroidectomy, complete. Next number, EGD. Next number, pacemaker generator, as noted. She underwent echocardiogram in 2018 for atypical chest pain. This revealed left ventricle ejection fraction 65%, normal atria size, no significant valvular lesion. She did have trace tricuspid regurgitation with estimated PA pressure 18 millimeters of mercury. Echo otherwise was unremarkable, period. Her medications Neurontin 300 milligrams, take 2 capsules BID, Pantoprazole 40 milligrams, 1 BID, Remeron 30 milligrams, 1 HS, Trazodone 100 milligrams, HS, Singulair 10 milligrams, 1 HS, Metoprolol Tartrate 50 milligrams, BID, She uses an air chamber. Next number, Advair HFA 230/21. 2 puff BID. Fluticasone, i.e. Flonase, 2 spray in each nostril daily. Simvastatin 20 milligrams HS. Sucralfate 1 gram. QID, diclofenac, sodium 1% topical gel, apply 2 grams to affected area BID, enteric coated aspirin 81 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 150 micrograms daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Cymbalta 20 milligrams plus 60 milligram capsule daily, total 80 milligrams daily, albuterol Pro Air 2 puff every 4 hours PRN, meloxicam 7.5 milligrams daily PRN, Pepcid 20 milligrams BID, Tessalon 100 milligrams TID, Atrovent 0.02% inhalation every 4 hours PRN, albuterol nebulizer 0.083% Q4 hours PRN, Bentyl 10 milligram capsule BID PRN, acetaminophen 500 milligram 1 to 2 tablets every 6 hours PRN, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram PRN, Clobetasol, 0.05% topical ointment, applied to affected areas, PRN. The allergies, Imdor results in headache, ACE inhibitors results in leg swelling, family history, a sister recently had a TAVR, T-A-V-R, father died with myocardial infarction in 1994, siblings all have hypertension, social history, she notes occasional alcohol use, she denies drug use, she further denies cigarette smoking, review of systems, constitutional. She has had weight gain. She further reports generalized weakness and fatigue. Eyes, she wears glasses. Nose, she has sinus problems. Throat, she has hoarseness. Neck, she has stiffness and pain. respiratory. She has asthma and reports cough, sputum, occasional wheezing and dyspnea, gastrointestinal. She notes antacid use. She has heartburn and hernia. Psychiatric, she has nervousness, depression, insomnia. Musculoskeletal, as per HBI, the remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 120/69, pulse 64, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 227.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. HEENT, unremarkable. She does have a Valheals card demarking her prior thyroid surgery. Respiratory, she is noted to have a non-productive cough. The musculoskeletal, right wrist tenderness on rotation and both flexion and extension of the wrist, period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 63 beats per minute, non-specific T-wave abnormality. The impression, this is a 63-year-old female with known history of sick sinus syndrome, syncope, requiring pacemaker in situ, period. She is noted to have sustained a recent fracture and now requires surgery, period. She has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, period. Her risk is slightly increased given her multiple comorbidities, period. She is noted to have a chronic cough and during the examination is noted to be coughing, period. The etiology of her cough is not clear, but I wonder if, given her history of asthma, if one should discontinue beta blockers, period. In either case, she is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, and she is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.